A participant sits in front of a computer and they see a series of just colored squares. And we had two colors. One color was sometimes followed by an image of either money or food. And the food was either peanut M&Ms or pretzels. The other color was never followed by such an image. And subjects learn with time, the participants learn with time to expect these images when they see one color, but not when they see the other color. And we ask them to press a button to tell us how likely they think that they would see such an image when they see the colored square. And we see that most people learn with time. And then at some point during the experiment, we switch the colors such that now the first color is not followed by this nice image anymore, but the second color is. And again, people need to learn this. And by pressing these buttons, we can tell whether they learned properly or not.
So you've got people learning a task on a computer and basically being rewarded with either money or food. What do you see? What do you notice?
So what we saw is that most of our participants learned these things pretty well, except for one group. So obese women who were learning with food images, not with money images, were impaired in their learning. So they had a hard time distinguishing between the two colored squares in the beginning, and then they also had a hard time changing what they initially learned when their colored squares switched roles. Now, obese women who learned with money images had no problem at all. So it's not like it's a general learning impairment that obese women have or something like that. It's something very specific to food.
This seems quite strange. What do you think is going on?
So that's the million-dollar question. We don't really know. We think that it could go in two directions. It could be that obesity leads to this effect that we see. It could be that an obese individual that has food in their environment has kind of an additional load on their mind, additional thing that bothers them because the food is there, and that may impair their performance. And this effect might be stronger in women because we know that women are more concerned about their appearance and things like that. And so the effect might be stronger for women. To think of a simple example, when you're hungry, you know that the food will be rewarding for you. It will make you feel good. But then when you're full, you change your evaluation of the food, right? The food does not seem rewarding anymore. And this is kind of a learning process. You learn to change your expectation from the food based on changes in your body. And it could be that that's one of the things that some obese individuals are impaired at.
What do you think this maybe means for people who are trying to lose weight or trying to come up with ways of helping people to lose weight?
That's an excellent question. So one of the things that we are very interested in is seeing whether and how these learning processes change when people lose weight. And this will help us to answer the question of what is the cause here and what is the effect. Now, it could be, and this is something we're very interested in, that if we find some clever way to change this impaired learning, to modify it, we might be able to help people change their eating behavior and reduce weight. So there might be some specific interventions that will be appropriate for the specific deficit that we see in these individuals.